Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To the Most High God, you're awesome in all your ways. You're holy in all your ways. Nobody like you, our King. Nobody can compare to how great you are. We serve a great God, a mighty God, who is our Creator. You created the heavens and the earth. You separated the waters. So, Father, we adore you. We bless you. We thank you this morning, oh God, that you are so mighty that you spoke everything into existence, oh God. You are the great God. You are the mighty King. In Jesus' name, we thank you this morning, oh God, that nobody can compare to how great you are. You are everything that we need. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us, oh God. You are everything that we need. You are omnipresent. You are every place all at the same time. There's no place that you are not. You're in every continent, oh God. And Father, we thank you this morning that you are in America, in North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, in every continent, oh God, all at the same time. What an amazing God you are. How awesome, how great, how powerful. We thank you. We come as the body is your body, oh God. We thank you for choosing us to give you glory. You chose us. You handpicked us out of the dark way and put us in your light, your perfect way, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, I thank you that we have the keys to the kingdom, and whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We bind the kings in chains and nobles and fetters with iron, in Jesus' name. We bind the strong men and spoil his goods. We bind Leviathan and all proud spirits arrayed against our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind the principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness of this world and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We bind all sickness and disease released against our mind and our bodies in Jesus' name. Let the exiles be loosed, O God, in Jesus' name. Let the prisoners be loosed, O God, in Jesus' name. Loose those appointed to death in Jesus' name. Loose our neck from all bands in Jesus' name. We loose ourselves from the bands of wickedness. We loose ourselves from the bands of Orion. We loose ourselves from all bonds. We loose our mind, will, and emotions from every assignment and spirit of the darkness in the name of Jesus. We loose our city and region from every assignment of hell. We loose our finances from every spirit of poverty, debt, and lack. We loose ourselves from all generational curses and hereditary spirits. We loose ourselves from every assignment of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination. We loose ourselves from every spoken word curse, every spoken curse and negative word spoken against our lives in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that you are a great God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, O Lord. We bless you this morning. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you, O God. We thank you, O God, that you are our God. We exalt you this morning, and we give you thanks in the name of Jesus. We give you thanks and praise this morning. In the name of Jesus, we call upon you as our Savior, as our Lord. And we give you great praise. We thank you that even the angels adore you and give you much praise and thanksgiving, O God. And Father God, we thank you for your word that you gave us, your word. You honor your word above your name, and so do we, O God. We thank you this morning, Father, that your word says in Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all its benefits, who have forgiven all our iniquities, who healeth all our diseases, who redeemeth our life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He make known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He had not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heathen is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. In the name of Jesus, we're praising you and thanking you, O God. Father, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children, to such as be his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in the places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, we come this morning to give thanks to the Most High God, and we are grateful that you joined us on Bible Storyland. We come to give him thanks and praise this morning. We come to praise God as never before. We come to adore him and let him know that we, who are his people, who are handpicked by him, who are called by his name, honor and glorify him on today. Today is joyful praise day, and as I said, we're praising our King as never before. We have a mighty woman of God on from Houston, Texas, Sister Karen Itell. We have some other awesome people of God going to be coming on very soon to sing praises to our King. Good morning, Karen. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
All right. What are you going to sing for us this morning? Play for us this morning.
I am going to Holy, Holy, Holy.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Amen, amen. Holy is our God. Holy, 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 holy. Lord God Almighty. And he is a mighty God. A mighty God. Thank you, Sister Karen. That was beautiful as usual. Well, we have two cousins on. You know, we love families. And we have two cousins on. One lives in Jacksonville. One lives in Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Sister Donna. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Is it snow on the ground in Paducah?
No, ma'am. And you asked me that yesterday. We've got nice weather. It's supposed to be in the 60s today.
Whoa! Well, we're wishing for that in Jacksonville. Well, it's been
all
a little chilly here.
All right. Now, listen to this. You prayed for me yesterday. Our church participates in our district. We're members of the West Kentucky Green Valley District, and we had an international tea last night. Our country was Gambia in Africa, so all of us dressed in African attire, and we brought food from the region, too. Our church won first place last night.
Woo, hallelujah. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, we had a wonderful time. We went to South Fulton, Tennessee. It's about 50 miles from here, but we had a wonderful time in the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
And we have your cousin on, Sister Jackie. How you doing, Jackie?
I'm blessed this morning. I'm blessed.
Amen. What y'all going to sing? Y'all going to sing together or sing separate?
We're going to have to sing separate, yes.
We tried
I'm
to
sorry,
sing
say that again.
Separate.
What'd you say?
We're going to sing separately.
Yes. Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right. So which one of y'all going to sing first?
You want me to go ahead, Donna?
It doesn't matter. That's fine. That's great.
Okay. I go ahead because I have to go ahead and help my husband. You know, my husband had surgery yesterday, so he's still sore. I got to go ahead and help him. But anyway, just pray for him so he have a speedy recovery here. We're trying to get this together. So I'm
okay, let me pray for him right now. Let me pray for him right now, and then we're going to let you sing and go on, and we'll touch it. Let Donna sing next. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you for what you're doing for your daughter, Jackie. And we particularly lift up her husband, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, you knew all about the surgery because you were there. There's no place that you are not. I thank you for guiding the hands of the doctors, oh God, as he underwent the knife, oh God. But Father, I thank you that you only allowed so much of an incision. You only allowed so much. But you did everything, oh God. Your high right hand, your holy arm was guiding them, oh God, as they made the incision, as they did what they needed to do, oh God. I thank you that all is well. We believe your report. Your report says that we are healed by every stripe in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you that you sent the word to heal them. So send the word and heal Jackie's husband in Jesus' name. I thank you, oh God, that your healing virtue is gone throughout his body right now, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, and no weapon that is formed against him shall prosper. We decree and declare healing can come forth in his body quickly. Heal every organ, every area in the name of Jesus, and particularly heal where he had the surgery, oh God. And we decree and declare that he walks in divine health every day of his life. And we thank you, oh God, for blessing Jackie, strengthening her to help her husband. Refresh and renew both of them, oh God. Give her strength beyond measure, oh God. Give her patience, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for her compassionate heart to help her husband, to be there for when he needs her, oh God, to do whatever is needed, Father God. I thank you, Father God, whether it's to cook a meal or to uphold him in prayer, oh God, whether it's to pray over him, to read the word to him, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that she will be there. Father God, you called her. You said husbands love your wives, and wives, in the name of Jesus, submit to your husband. So I thank you that she is a submitted wife, and I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that she will continually undergird him in prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I thank you for that prayer, Sister G. That was wonderful. We appreciate it. He's in there eating now.
What you gonna sing, Sister Jackie?
Walk with me, Lord. I need him to walk with me, Lord.
Amen.
Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk.
on Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Well, and while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand and guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet. Well, and while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to guide my feet. You walk with my mother. Please walk with me. You walk with my mother. Please walk with me. Well, and while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Amen.
Awesome. I thank God for the gifts and talents he's put in all of his people. And I thank God for the voice of song, Sister Jack, that was awesome. We want the Lord to walk with us.
Yes.
You know, this is a tedious journey. We can't walk this journey alone. We may try. We may think that we're walking alone, but God is omnipresent. He promised he won't ever leave us nor forsake us. He's everywhere. He's in Paducah, Kentucky.
Yes.
To the voice of God is Sister Donna. Sing. What you
going to
sing, Sister Donna?
I'm going to sing The Lord is Blessing Me. That's one
Amen.
Of my mom's favorites. She's 86 years old, and one of these Saturday mornings, I'm going to get her up early so that she can hear this too. But this is The Lord is Blessing Me. The Lord
Amen.
Is blessing me right now. Lord, right now, the Lord is blessing me right now, Lord, right now. He woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. Oh, I know the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord is blessing me right now, right now, right now. He woke me up this morning. I was clothed and in my right mind. He didn't let me sleep too late. Oh, he woke me, right on time. Oh, he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. Oh, I know the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord is blessing me right now, right now, right now. He woke me up this morning. I was clothed and in my right mind. Oh, he didn't let me sleep too late. Oh, he woke me, he woke me, he woke me right on time. Oh, yes,
He woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. Oh, I know the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord is blessing me. Hey, right now, right now, right now.
Amen. Woo! I tell you what, I thank God for the voice of praise and song. And Sister Karen, Sister Jackie, and Sister Donna. Ooh, the Lord is blessing us. You know, he ain't blessing us
right now.
He's blessing us right now. He ain't blessing us next year. For now, he's blessing us right now. He blesses his children all the time. Guess what? He blesses us with peace, peace of mind. There's sometimes chaos going all around us. But he blesses us right now in the midst of what we're going through. He woke us up this morning. He clothed us in our right mind. So we thank you so much, Sister Donna and Sister Jackie. We bless you. And Sister Karen. So as the show go on, I thank God for you all listening, if you're able to listen. We're going to be continually glorifying the Lord this morning. You know, today is joyful praise. We come to honor the King of Kings. I mean, you know, people honor kings, earthly queens. They even honor President Obama, but they ain't nobody worthy of honor like our God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We come to honor him this morning. You know, the Word of God says we're to praise him. Praise him. We can glorify him when we praise him. Psalms 22:23, ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All ye the seed of Israel. You know, let us, everybody, reverence God. You know, we reverence God by the way we live. If we live raggedy, unholy lives, we're not reverencing God. We're giving the glory to the devil. And I don't know about you, but I want to give all the glory, all the praise to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And, you know, we honor him by good works. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So, you know, we glorify God. Let's give him all the thanksgiving due to him. He is the King. He deserves royal praise, not just with our lips, but he deserves it with our whole heart. He don't want lip service. You know, you could be in church and your mind could be in some other state other than where you are. You could be in Mississippi and your mind could be in China. But the Lord said, no, no, no. He want you right where you are right then praising him. He want a right now praise. He want a right now blessing. He want us to bless him too. He blesses us, but he want us to bless him with the fruit of our lips, praise and honoring him. You know, by the fruit we bear, we glorify God. John 15:8 says, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so ye shall be my disciples. Isn't that awesome? He called us his disciples, those that follow him. Let's all live righteous lives. You know, we can fool each other. But I don't know about you, but I ain't got time to fool nobody. I ain't got time to play church. I don't want to play religion because religion is not of the kingdom of God. I ain't got time to play. I come to honor God with integrity. I don't want to fool nobody. I want to live a life of integrity, and I hope that you want to do the same thing. You know, some people be tipping in the church, tipping out. You know, Friday night is the night, but they tip out. They think nobody don't see them. But, you know, we serve a holy God. He knows everywhere. Don't you know when you're tipping out, he's tipping with you. He right with you. He promised he won't ever leave you nor forsake you. So we got to be people of integrity. Let's don't play. We can't play with the Most High God.
He knows everything. He knows what you're thinking right now. He knows what you're going to do today. He knows what you did 15 years ago. But guess what? When you say, Father, forgive me for tipping. Father, forgive me for unrighteous ways. Don't you know he's quick to forgive? And he ain't like me. He forget it. He don't remember it no more. So I thank God that he is an awesome God, a forgiving God, and he forgets. So you know what? We want to glorify him by our fruit, and we want to bear good fruit. We don't want to bear evil fruit. We can glorify him by spiritual unity. Romans 15:6, that they may be one with one mind and one mouth, glorifying God, even the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you know, you could be in a big group of people, and people could look like they're honoring God, they're praising him. But you know what? Like Cain and Abel, some fruit is acceptable and some is unacceptable. So don't get mad if the person standing next to you fruit is acceptable. Don't kill them with your words. Ask them. Say, you know, how did God honor you? And Lord, help me. I want you to accept my fruit too. So get it right. Go before God and say, Lord, I need you to honor my fruit. Cleanse my heart. Cleanse my mind of all unrighteousness. Every thought, I bring it into captivity to you. You know, we got to give our thoughts to God. Because, you know, then the devil sends us thoughts, but we can cast those down. We say, no, no, devil, we don't receive that thought. We can glorify God by entire consecration. 1 Corinthians 6:20, for ye are bought with a price. Woo! Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You know, we belong to God. We don't belong to ourselves. I know we act like we do. We say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go do this here. I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go, without even thought, without even asking God, Lord, can I do this? Lord, can I do that? Let's glorify God with one mind, one mouth, even the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's be on one accord, giving him praise, honor, and thanksgiving. You know, before you go to him, say, Father, I'm human. You know, he said, who can know your errors? We don't know when we err against God, when we sin against God. So I don't know about you, but I say, Lord, forgive every error that I'm in, that I've done. And remove error from me, Father God. You know, we have to, you know, give everything to God. He paid a high price. He sent Jesus, his only child. You know, some of us have 4 or 5 children, but we're not willing to give up one of them. And if we could pick one of them, their blood can't be shed for us. Only Jesus' blood was shed for us. He allowed Jesus to die so we could have abundant life. So let's glorify God in our body by living holy lives. I ain't talking about lives where you say, oh, yeah, you know, I can do this here, Lord, but I can't do that there. Uh-huh. Follow the whole plan. Some of the plan is not good enough. You got to live holy before God. You can't say, well, Lord, I can't give up the bottle. I can't give up the smoking crack. No, 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 no. You're right, you can't. But if you give it to God, he will take care of it for you. Don't you know when you're doing stuff in secret, he shines a spotlight on us. So we got to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy before God. Let's don't play with God. Do not live like ungodly people live. Let's get our minds transformed by obeying God, studying his word, our Bible, so that we can think like him. I don't know about you, but I want to have the mind of Christ. My mind sometimes can get all messed up, confused, all, you know, just thinking on unholy, unrighteous things. But when I have the mind of Christ, I'm a thing like him. You know, I'll do what he tell me. I can hear his voice saying, do this, do that, do the other. I ain't going to say somebody told me or something told me. I know when God's talking to me. And Lord, help us to have such great discernment so we all know when you're speaking. Even if you're speaking in the birds outside that's making the sound, beautiful, melodious sounds, even if you're speaking in a child. You know, a young child said something to me last Sunday. He prophesied to me. He isn't but 4 years old.
He prophesied to me last Sunday. Don't you know I was praising God that he told that baby what to say to me? Even though he's a four-year-old child, God can use whomever he wants. You know, we got to continually praise God with our song, with our voice, with our lives. Now, you know, we are grateful to God because he gives us so much talent. This next person that's going to come on, he's been coming with us on Bible Storyland probably almost 2 years. Used to be driving in a truck. He come on, he said his name is David Emmanuel. And don't you know he's got two names, two awesome names. He's a powerful man of God. He's going to be coming. So press one, Brother David, so you and your son can come on and sing on Bible Storyland. They're going to do a praise rap. I know he was on here. I'm looking for. Press one, Brother David. Press one. Okay. All right, there he is right there. Okay. All right, we got you. Good morning,
Sister
G. Brother David. How are you?
Good morning. Blessed and grateful. How are you? Could you give us, like, 5 more minutes? Can we get 5 more minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
David need to refresh. David need to refresh. Okay.
All right. So in the meantime, we're going to be talking about a great man of God who used to love to praise God so much that he praised God right on out of his clothes. He praised God so much. He loved God so much that he praised God right out of his clothes. So you know what? I'm thanking God today for our Bible character for today is a man of great praise. Woo! Now, you know, I love to praise God, but this man of God, he has such great praise. He was known as a man after God's own heart. You know his name, David. Let's listen to Psalm 42. As a matter of fact, anybody have your Bible, press 1. We need you to read the word for us in Psalm 42. Press 1 if you got your Bibles available. All right, press 1. If you're already on, you could just say, I got my Bible. I need somebody to read Psalm 42 for me. Now, I'm going to tell you how I need you to read it when you get it for me. Come on now. Come on, somebody can read for me. I know you can read. Hello, Bible Storyland. Press 1. I need somebody to read for me. All right, y'all want me to pick? Come on, somebody can read.
Minister Gatlin?
Yes.
Did you say Psalm 41 or 42?
42.
42, I've got it.
Okay, hold on. Here's how I want you to read it. I just want you to read one verse and then stop, and then I'll comment. Then read another verse and then stop, and I'll comment.
Okay, here goes. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God.
You know, we serve an awesome God, and this young man, this Bible character we're talking about, who later became king, he wrote Psalm 42. He's credited with writing it. He said, as the heart pants, you know, as a deer, heart is a deer.
Yeah.
As a deer. You ever wanted something so bad you could just about taste it? I know one day I wanted some kind of nuts that I like to eat, and I could just taste them. I just wanted them so bad. I mean, I wasn't satisfied till I got them. And that's how David was. You know, he said, my soul panteth after you, O God. You know, when you're panting after God, you're just thirsting for him. You're running behind him. You don't get enough of him. You say, oh, my God, where are you, Lord? Don't be far from me. Lord, I need you, oh, God. Where are you, Lord? Lord, come close. Let me come closer with you, God. You know, you're just thirsting for him. You're hungering for him. All right, go to verse 2, Sister Donna.
Verse 2, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
You know, this is David seeking after God. How many of us seek after God? You know, we, when you thirst, you ever been so thirsty, your mouth was so dry, your tongue felt strange, your mouth was beginning to, you know, like, oh, my God, your mouth was so dry, you just wanted just a drop of water would help you. Maybe it was in the heat of the day, close to 100 degrees, and you wanted some water. Well, David thirsted for God so much, he said, I'm calling on the living God. He wasn't calling on no idol God. Our God is a living God. Idol gods are dead. He wasn't looking for no idol God. He was looking for his God, the living God. He said, Lord, now look, Lord, I want to come and appear before you. I'm seeking after you. I'm running after you. You know, there's a song that said, I'm seeking after you, oh God. I'm seeking, I'm running after you, Father. And so, you know, let's be like David. Let's run after him. Let's seek him. Let's thirst for him. Okay, verse 3.
Verse 3, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God?
You know, he's talking about, you know, our friends who say, all you do is go to church. What else do you do besides go to church? Every time I call you, you're on the prayer line. What else you do? You know, every time I call you, you can't talk because you're reading the word. You know, David had those kind of people in his life, scorners. They mocked him. Yeah, okay. You say you're serving God, but where is he? They're always saying, you know, so, you know, he was crying. He said, Lord, I come before you with tears in my eyes. I'm looking for you, Lord. Lord, I've been eating on your word day and night. I've been studying your word. I want to please you, oh God. I've been seeking after you early in the morning. You said if I seek you early, oh God, I'll find you. So I'm seeking after you early. You know, how many of you wake up 3 in the morning? You say, I don't know why I'm waking up so early every morning. Could it be God calling you as an intercessor to pray for your neighborhood, to pray for your pastor, to pray to intercede for your children? Could it be something going on? Could you just say, Lord, I'm awake and I'm ready to listen and do what you want me to do. Lord, why did you wake me up? Do you need me to pray for somebody? What is it I'm awake for, Lord? So he says, you know, I'm praising you. I've been crying day and night. My tears ain't stopped yet. You know, they're always talking bad about me, Lord, because I love you so much, Father. They can't understand the love that I have for you. They don't know how great I've been and how much you forgave me. You know, they don't know, Lord God, that I was rebellious. They don't know what you did for me when you took care of the lion. They don't know what you did for me when you made sure that I killed the bear and the lion. They don't know what you did for me when I was a child and I took out the slingshot and I aimed it at that big old giant Goliath and you knocked him down when the rock hit his forehead. And then you allowed me to stand there and take his sword. They don't know that you allowed me to cut Goliath's head off and then all the enemy scattered. They don't know why I praise you so much. They don't know, Father God, what I've been through in my household. They don't know, Father God, when my finances got low, that I called on the name of the Most High God and you supplied my every need. They don't know, Lord God, all the sin and the trapments of the enemy that got me trapped up and you set me free. They don't know when my body was wrenched with pain, oh God, that I called on you and Jehovah, Rapha, a mighty healer. Touch me when I was in excruciating pain and you stopped the pain. So they don't know, Father God, how great thou art. But I know. So I come to praise you. I come to run hard after you. I fight for you, oh God. Verse 4, thank you.
Verse 4, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day.
Amen, amen. He said, look, Lord, I remember you said, don't neglect to go to the house of God and praise you. Be there with my sisters and my brothers. be in the house of the Lord in attendance. You said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And so, Lord, I remember, and I assemble with them. And, Lord, I thank you. I love the house where your honor is. I love to dwell in your presence, oh God. I love to be with my sisters and my brothers, my pastors, my teachers, the apostles and the prophets and the fivefold ministry, oh God. I love to sing in the church, oh God, and give you all the glory. So, Lord, I thank you that I can have spiritual joy because I have been with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God. We sang praises, joyful praises unto you, oh God. We didn't forget. We kept holy day. We remember that you gave us that particular day to go worship you. Now, Lord, I remember to praise you every day. But the day that you set aside for me to tithe, for me to give, for me to go with the congregation and sing praises and to lift up your name with one voice, I thank you for that day. Five, go ahead.
Verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
Woo! Now, you know God is a great comforter. Sometimes you can be downcast in spirit. Maybe you weren't feeling well, and you couldn't put your finger on. You say, I don't know why I'm dragging like this today. I just don't feel good. I can't point out why. I'm just, you know, in a down mood. But don't you know God is able to lift you up? He's able to comfort and strengthen you. And to uplift your spirit, to uplift your soul. He said, hope in God. Don't you know in a world today, we can't put our hope and trust in man because they're human like us. They came from the dust like us. What can the dust do? We all have to praise God. So he said, you know what? Hope in God. Praise God. He will lift up your countenance when you're low in countenance. You know, maybe your child has gone to jail or your teacher sent you a bad report for your child. Maybe something happened. You don't know why, you know, why these things are happening. Look like calamity coming from everywhere. And you say, Lord, I can't take this pressure no more. But if you would just call on your divine helper, if you would just start praising him, Lord, help, Lord God. Lift up my countenance, O God. Lord, it seems like a mountain of things are upon my back, on my head, on my shoulders. Lord, it seems like pressure is coming from both sides of my head. But, Lord, I know that you are the lifter up of my countenance. You are my divine help, O God, and I call on you today to lift me up, to get me out of this place, out of this downcast spirit, out of oppression, out of suppression, out of depression. Nobody can do it like you, Father. All right? Move on.
Oh, my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar.
You know, when we're despondent, we got to remember God. Remember when he got us out of trouble. Remember when he healed our body. Remember when he was our attorney in the courtroom. Remember when he was our physician at the hospital or in the home. Remember when all kind of things, when the job gave us a pink slip. He fed us. He didn't let us go hungry. He didn't put us in the street. We had a place to lay our head. Remember those times. He said, my soul is cast down within me. Sometimes, you know, we can't get a word out of our mouths. Our soul is so down.
Did you hear me?
But the Holy Spirit will begin to pray utterances for us that we don't even know that they're doing. So I thank God. I thank God for what he's doing. You know, we can be in such place. It's so low that God can just lift us up. He can call. He can call us out of that down, low-cast place that it seems like we're in. You know, sometimes you just feel like closing the curtains and you don't feel like getting light, but when you open the curtains or open the blinds and you go outside and you get some light, that's when you can say, God, I didn't even know I was so down, but I thank you, Lord, that you brought me out of that hill, Marza. I thank you that you brought me out of that low place. Okay, verse 7.
Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspout. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me.
Hallelujah. Woo! You know, God is a deep God. Woo! And we can call on him to get us up off the muck and the mire. You know, sometimes when you feel like everything is coming over your head, don't you know it's not going to overtake you? Because the Almighty God, you know, just like when Noah and his family, he had been building on that ark. He was obedient to God. But don't you know God didn't let the waters overtake him? He gave him an ark of safety. And God is like that. I was in Katrina, and no water came over me. I didn't drown. I wasn't overtaken by the water. He allowed me to walk out of there, out of all of that water, out of all of the muck, out of all of the mire. He allowed me, you know, to come out of there, the waters of affliction. When they seem like you are down and ain't no way out, you turn this way. You go to your family, you go to your friends, and seem like nobody can help you. But when you get in the secret place, then you can call on the name of the Most High God. All right, next verse. Thank you.
Verse 8, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me and my prayer unto the Lord of my life.
Woo, hallelujah. You know, it's nothing like trusting in God. Some just trust in chariots. But you know what? They can be overtaken by water. But we trust in the name of our God. You know, the Lord, he gives us loving kindness all the time. He don't withhold his loving kindness from us, even when we're stubborn and rebellious. His loving kindness is with us when it's light outside and when it's dark outside. And you know what? His song, you know, read David sometimes. David sang songs unto God. He sang and played the harp so much so that evil spirits came off of King Saul. And when we cry unto God, don't you know we sing unto him? He is going to remove a lot of heavy burdens from us. When we pray and we call on his name as never before. Okay, verse 9.
Verse 9, I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?
When it seems like God is far away, you say, God, you promised me this. You promised me, oh God. And don't you know he's the rock? He's strong. He's stronger than the rock of Gibraltar. God is our rock. He is our fortress. He's our salvation. He's always there. He backs up so we can move forward. He don't want us stuck in the place where we are. He wants us to come and run after him, thirst for him like a deer when it's thirsty. He don't want us stuck in one place. He said, you know, when you call upon me, I will answer. When you call upon me with all your heart, I will answer you. So, you know, he don't forget about us. You know, sometimes he just is making corrections. You say, Lord, I want to be more like you.
Yeah.
He's a rock. Now, don't you know, things are going to come up to strengthen us. Afflictions come, but they strengthen us, and he gets us out of every affliction. He's our rock. He don't forget about us. When we are mourning, we feel low and oppressed by the enemy who's been on our tail, who's trying to steal our finances, who's trying to come against our body. Think about Job. You know what? Job was, oh, my God. Job could have been the one who could be downcast. because God and the devil had a conversation about Job. The devil wasn't even thinking about Job. He was just going. And the Lord stopped him. He said, where you going? Where you going? He said, I'm going to and fro in the earth. So he said, you know, have you considered my servant Job? Now put your name in there. Have you considered my servant Donna? Have you considered my servant Karen? Have you considered my servant Jackie? Have you considered my servant Laurel? Have you considered my servant Donna in Jacksonville in Kentucky? Have you considered my servant Karen? Have you considered my servant Frank? Have you considered my servant Sister G? Have you considered them? They are perfect in all their ways. Not in not doing any sin, but they are perfect in all their ways. Say, yeah, God, but you know what? You've given all of them so much. They live in America. They're blessed with houses, cars, food. They're blessed with plenty of money. They don't know poverty. But, you know, if you take all that from them, they got plenty of children. They got grandchildren. But, Lord, if you take that from them, you know, they're going to curse you. They ain't going to serve you no more. He said, okay, well, all right. Just don't harm them. Just don't kill them. So, you know what, the devil went. He did all these things to Job. You know, Job could have mourned and got stuck, but Job shaved his head and he said, no, I will serve the Most High God. Can I receive evil as well as good at the hand of my God? He has given me riches beyond measure. He has given me children. But the devil took all of that from him. But he shaved his head. He bowed before God in the dust, and he started praising. Lord, you are my God. You are my king. You are my rock. You are my fortress. You are the God of my praise. And he continued. No matter what, even the devil came back again and had another conversation with God. And he put boils on Job's body. You know, many people have cancer in their body. They have all kind of diseases. They have sickness. They have pain. But you know what? Some of them still press, and they say, Lord, through this pain, I praise you. Lord, through this sickness, I praise you. Through this disease, I praise you. Lord, I honor you no matter what. I desire the words of your mouth. Like Job said, more than my necessary food. He didn't give up on God. He praised God even more. And even when his friends and his wife, you know, spoke evil against him, his friends, he forgave them. And God turned around and blessed Job so much. Don't you know God ain't no respecter of persons? He'll do the same thing for you. Okay, go ahead, Sister Dunn.
Verse 10, as with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God?
Now, you know, they got people in the world who don't believe. They're atheists. They come up against you, yeah, you say God did this for you, God did that, but that's what you say. I don't know that. They came up against him so hard, he felt like a sword was sticking in his bones. Now, you know, if a sword come near me, I'm backing up. But he was in so much pain, emotional, physical pain, when the enemies came to him. You know, they were talking about him every day. They ain't let up. His enemies, you know, we have enemies, but we have to speak to our enemies like Jesus said. Jesus said, it is written, and we have to say the same thing, but we got to study the word to know what's written. So we can say to the enemy, it is written, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all my heart, soul, and strength. I will love my neighbors like I love myself. When the enemy comes in like a flood, don't you know the mighty God raised up a standard for us? So, you know, where is our God? He with us. He allows certain things to strengthen us. When trials come, guess what? You are being strengthened. You say, God, wherever you send me, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Wherever you send me, I'll go. And so when the trials come, you say, whoa, but I didn't want that trial, Lord. But, hey, he's no respecter of persons. He know what you need. He's going to give you what you need to strengthen you in this area. If you're weak over here in character, He said, okay, Sister G got these little spots on the garment, these little flaws. She needs to come higher in me. So I know what it takes to get Sister G to the next level, so I'm going to do that test for her. So there you go, test. And I said, oh, Lord, here I am in the secret place. Oh, Lord, I call on your name. Oh, Lord, I can't make it without you. God, my enemies are coming up against me from the east, the west, the north, and the south. But, oh, Lord, I cry unto you. Help, Lord. You are the lifter up of my countenance, oh, God. You are my help. You are my stay. You are mighty God. So, Father, I thank you that you're always present morning, noon, and night. I could call on you, and you hear, and you answer. We serve a mighty God. All right, last verse. Hallelujah.
Verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God.
Woo! My God, don't you know discouragement comes sometimes? It comes to take us off the path. It's a distraction. Discouragement. You say, oh, my God, I got all these bills, but I have this amount of money. It ain't enough. Fetch it from me, Lord. You know, my children are acting up, and I don't know what to do, Lord. Help me, Jesus. You know, sometimes people on the job are coming against you, and you're saying, help, Lord. We can call on the name of the Most High God. Don't stay in that downcast spirit. He said, you know what? Why are you cast down, my soul? He's speaking to himself. We can speak to ourselves. Soul, be lifted up in Jesus. Soul, you won't be cast down no more because you're going to trust in the name of the Most High God. Trust in God. Hope in God. Why? For he shall, well, I'm going to yet praise him. Guess what? I'm going to praise him because he is the health of my countenance. He don't want me to be downcast. He's going to heal my countenance. He's going to heal me of depression, oppression, suppression, everything the devil does. He's going to heal me of all those things. So you know what? We call on him. God, I need your help. He's a divine helper. He's our hope. Put your trust in God because man can't help you. Sometimes your back is against the wall, but we can call on our divine helper, and we can say, Lord, help us, Jesus. Lord, help us, oh God. We need you, oh God, more than ever before. So I thank you, Sister Donna, for reading the precious word of God. You know, I'm like Job. I desire the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. So I thank you so much for reading. Brother David is about to come on. You ready, Brother
Praise
David?
The Lord.
You got young David with you, too?
Well, he's on the way. But I'm going to share a testimony with y'all, if you don't mind, real quick.
Okay.
Okay, well, David's ready now. He claimed, let's get it done. So I have to do it after this because he's in an emergency situation. Hold on.
David K.
Okay. Family Day on Bible Story Land. Yeah, Bible Story Land. It's like this. Yeah, one time for your mind. We got Jesus all the time. Together we stand, divided we fall. Family stick together through it all. From the Sunshine State, can you correlate? The destiny of our future is looking great. Younger generation got the will at hand if you want to make it too. The promised land. Then kneel to God, follow his command. Lift up your arm, praise him with your hand. Came to give us life, life abundantly. So why you living life like it should and be? Forget about the sin, come to roll with me, and we can make it to the top where we're supposed to be. In this life, it's not all about me. It's bigger than that. It's called family. I don't need a good time to be in the band. Just give me a mic. Forget about the stand. Keep it clean. No need for Listerine. Little David's on his track. Now that's a solid team. Whenever you get down, family's around. Whenever you get down, family's around. Get your hands up. Get your hands up. Get your hands up. Dave.
Put your hands up. Bible Story Land. We got to sit together till the very end. Got to remember remember and trust that God is always walking with us. Don't need no shield, don't need no sword, as long as I know I'm walking with the Lord. Don't need to remember love, because it's not known who is above, Lord.
Yeah. He without sin, cast the first stone. Now your sinners been to moan because your cover's been blown. Living life for 40 years, but it hurt when I cried, so give me tattoo tears. In this life, it can be hard to win when you're constantly living a life of sin. Read the Bible where the journey begins. On the road to redemption for you, my friend. To find all odds, cause we roll with God. Now that's the man with the master plan. He got the whole wide world in his hand. Bible story and land. Yeah, family.
Amen, amen. Bible story land. Whoa, that's an awesome rap. Together we stand. Yes, we are. We are family, and we're keeping it clean. We're getting our hands up, and we're praising the Lord. Hey, David Jr., how are you?
I take the phone to him. He had to go back to his emergency situation.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
That's all right. But I thank God for the song that y'all sang that was Father and Son, David Emmanuel Sr., David Emmanuel Jr. Did you say something, Brother David?
Thank you.
How you doing? Hey, how's school, David Jr.?
It's going good. I'm applying to colleges right now.
Oh, wow. You know what? Since I talked to you last, your voice is getting deeper. Wow, you growing a beard?
Think so. Well, not yet. I got a couple of hairs. But it's
all right.
But,
are you taller than your dad?
Not yet. I'm
not
tired.
Not yet, but that voice is getting deep. Oh, yeah. All right, continue to do good in school, and I thank you so much for taking time out to come on Bible Story Lane with us. We love you.
No problem. Thank you. I love you guys, too.
All right. Have a great day. Well, I thank God for Father and Son. You know, it's nobody like family. I thank God for families who stick together, who praise the mighty God together. And you know what? We serve an awesome God. He is great, and he is greatly to be praised. He's so awesome. We can't even begin to describe how great our God is. You know, God, it seems like he's far away, but he's very close, closer than we think. You know what? He keeps us in the palm of his almighty hand. He don't let us, you know, get too far, but he don't get too far from us. So, you know, I thank God today that we serve an awesome King, a mighty God who constantly keep us in his almighty thoughts. And, you know, when you're on the mind and heart of God, woo, great things begin to happen. So I thank God. I want to ask if there's anyone on here today who is not saved, press 1. Anybody not saved, press 1. Okay. Look like everybody's saved. Any backsliders? Anybody been left from God? You know, you got discouraged, you got downcast, and you say, oh, well. You know, they asked me where God was. I don't know where he is. I don't even know what to tell him. I don't know where he is for myself. He done left me. That's when you stop having a relationship with him. You done backed up off of him. You say, okay, God, you ain't going to be here for me. I ain't going to be here for you. Oh, no, he ain't going to never leave you. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. Proverbs 14:14. Any backslidden? We'll pray with you. All right. We got time for a brief testimony. Anybody got a testimony they want to share with us today? Press 1.
I do.
Huh?
I got a testimony.
David, go ahead.
Well, I got a revelation, you know, last week. And you know, I go to the comedy zone every Saturday at 3:30 and practice my comedy there. And it's a lot of darkness there, you know, people talking about taking their own lives and doing harm to the other. And they sit there, they go on stage and they mock God, make fun of God, and they say, if I believe in the God that David believed in. And one guy went up and did a whole thing picking at Jesus, and it kind of hurt me a little, but I didn't say no. You know, I went and prayed for them, and it came to me that night, you know, to be humiliated for God is an honor. But what I did this whole week is every day on Facebook, I posted something about God, you know, and a lot of people, it was a short message, but every day I posted something about God because, see, they thought they was mocking me and spitting on me, but they just make me work harder for God because they need to, you know, the fact that I had them talking about God on stage, I just like that mere fact. And I even, well, the Lord showed this program where I saw it said Albert Einstein, one of his quotes was, I want to know the thoughts of God. Everything else is just mere details. And that's one of the greatest thinking-minded men that have lived, you know, because some of these people, and I realized this when I was sitting in that room, a lot of them tried to relate to God mentally, and they would never understand. Their minds are so.
Excuse me,
so
one second, Lucas. Could you mute your phone? Somebody's making some kind of noise. Could you mute your phone? All right, go ahead, Brother Dave.
No, I talked to the one guy and I said, you know, you're trying to relate to God with your mind. And I said, you're never going to figure it out because God is a spiritual thing. And I said, you can laugh at me all you want, but I will never give up my God. Never. And you try to explain to them, they want to go in on Jesus. I said, well, Jesus is God in the flesh. That's who Jesus was. But really, I never got to the point where I could tell them that he came for the non-believers. He really didn't come for the believers. But I thank God for the opportunity to be put in the midst of the fire and to be able to stand strong in his love. And, you know, it was just testimony. But that's all I was dealing with the whole week, and I'm looking forward to going today to see what they got.
Amen.
See what they have. Amen.
Psalm 42 looks like it's for you, because that's how they did David, them, you know, mockers. So read Psalm 42 and ask the Lord to help you with that, to strengthen you, you know, so you won't take it personal, because when they come against you, they're coming against God. They ain't coming against you. It's God, the God in you. That's who they're coming against.
Amen.
And like David said, you know, Lord, you know, they always talk about me. They're saying, where is my God? You know, you right here. He right there. So I thank God for the testimony, brother. It is prayer time. Anybody need prayer? Press 1. If you already pressed it, you can make a request. I'm requesting prayer for my family and the loss of my Aunt Mildred. And Mildred was 102. They had a great home going for her last week. It was awesome. You know, when we went to the viewing of the body, one of her friends came. Her friend was 100, is 102 years old. She still sees. She was, pushing a walker. But she could get around, and she was 102. She came to view at Mildred's body. And so we're grateful for the elderly. But I want to lift up those people who've, lost family members that God would continually encourage and strengthen the family unit. And so anybody who lost family members, we'll be lifting you up also. Anybody else, request? Don't all speak at one time. All right, everybody look like they're in good standing with God. Y'all need prayer today, okay? Well, I'll just pray in general. All righty. Well, Father God, we just honor your presence today as never before. And we just thank you, oh God, for you are God and you are God alone. And there's nobody great like you, Father God. Father, we thank you for your holy angels that you dispatch around us morning, noon, and night. We bless you today, Father God. We thank you that you made families, oh God, and we give you joyful praise today, Father God. Father, we repent for every way that we've sinned against you. You are the Most High God. I lift up families who lost loved ones, oh God, those who are going through because they lost a loved one, oh God. We ask you to comfort and strengthen them as never before. We ask you, Lord, to walk with them, talk with them, be a lamp and a light to their pathway. And, Father, be their divine healer. Be their divine rock, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for what you're doing for your children in this hour. I lift up fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers and extended families, grandparents, aunts and uncles and cousins, oh God, every family member. And I thank you, oh God, for strengthening the family unit. I bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come up against husbands or wives and try to lure them in the wrong direction, oh God. I bind up the enemy who tries to pit husbands against wives and children against their parents in the name of Jesus. And I loose Jehovah Shalom, peace in the home, peace in each family member, oh God. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I bind that devil that would try to cause incest to come in families in the name of Jesus. I say that families love one another with a pure heart in the name of Jesus. I bind up the devil that would cause division in the home. And I speak unity in every home on Bible Story Land, in every home throughout every city in the nation, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing, moving by your spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I bind the cosmic crater and that would try to speak things to our children to do wrong. I thank you that our children will choose the right things to do. They will choose the right people to be around in Jesus' name. I thank you that our children will be raised up, trained up according to your will, your plan for their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that our children will be obedient to you, oh God. I thank you. I bind up that nursing home demon that say, look, I'm too busy to take care of the elderly. Oh, no. It is written in your word, oh God, that when the elderly get a certain age and can't take care of themselves, we who are family are to take care of each other, oh God. I lift up people in nursing homes, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, for families coming to visit their families, oh God, in nursing homes. I thank you for families not forgetting about their family members in nursing homes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, for going into the schools, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and remembering our children. I decree and declare prayer and Bible reading will come back in the schools. We shut the door to the enemy in our schools, public schools, private schools, Christian schools, in the name of Jesus. And we say, Father God, our children will be taught of you in the schools. In Jesus' name, we bind the demon that would try to take their lives of our children in the school, that would try to take the lives of the elderly in nursing homes, that would try to take the lives of husbands or wives or children or extended families. In the name of Jesus, and we loose abundant life to every family member. And so, Father, we honor your presence today as never before. And we thank you, oh God, for being merciful, for being kind towards us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that your mercy endureth forever. So, Father, we bless and honor you, and we give you thanks, oh God. Those that have been in the hospital, oh God, we ask you, Lord, to heal their bodies. Jackie's husband, in the name of Jesus, and others who may have been in the hospital but may be out now, we thank you, O God, for being Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. And, Father God, you know it's the Thanksgiving season coming up, and people will be traveling to visit families, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we decree and declare, safe travel for every mode of transportation, by train, by plane, by car. Every vehicle on the highway, be safe, oh God. We bind up incidents and accidents in the name of Jesus. We pray a hedge of protection around people traveling during this holiday season, that they would arrive at their destination safely, that they would be there safe, oh God, and that they would come back home safely, Father God. We bless and we honor you, and we thank you in the name of Jesus for all that you're doing for your people in this hour. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Well, as I said, Thanksgiving holiday is coming up. We will not air on Thursday. Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies will return, as well as Bible Storyland, December the 6th. That's a Thursday, December the 6th. Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies will come back, and Bible Storyland will air December the 8th. So have a blessed holiday. And don't forget, when you are eating and are full, do not forget to thank the name of the Lord who gave it to you freely. And remember those who don't have, because many people are hungry. We celebrate in Thanksgiving, but they have nothing. They don't even have a roof over their head. So don't forget to pray for the homeless, pray for the hungry, pray for those who are sick. You know, the Bible says pray without ceasing. You could be in your car praying. You could be on the bus praying. You could be in the grocery store praying. You could be anywhere in school praying. Pray continuously. You see somebody, maybe you see fire people, fire trucks going down the street, police. Pray. Say, Lord, I ask you to dispatch holy angels around the fire truck, around the firemen, where they go, oh God. Be with the people. They're going to take it. Just utter a short prayer before God. Don't just drive in your car and be going zoned out somewhere. Stay present with God. Tune into his spirit. Is he speaking to you in this hour? Maybe he is. Well, have a blessed holiday. Anybody have anything they want to share real quick before we go? Press 1.
I'm going to do a give thanks in lieu of Thanksgiving, and that's going to be my Thanksgiving.
You going to do what now?
I did a song called Give Thanks.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like
to
do that again.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sister Karen. So you know what? I'm asking each of you to have a blessed holiday. Share with somebody. You know what? I'll never forget. I went to a grocery store one Thanksgiving day, and there was a gentleman sitting there. He was shaking a can. He was blind, and his name was Mr. Joe. That was when I lived in another state. And I said, Mr. Joe, what you doing for Thanksgiving? He said, I don't have nowhere to go. You know, I went home. I said, I'll be back, Mr. Joe. I went home, and I had cooked. So I fixed him a place for Thanksgiving, and he thanked me for that. So I thank God. So I thank God for Mr. Joe. And, you know, there are other Mr. Joes and Miss Joes out there who are hungry. I saw a person on the street one evening, and the man said, Miss, I'm hungry. I said, okay, I'll be back. Are you going to be in the same place? I went to Winn-Dixie downtown, and I got him some food, and I brought it back. I couldn't find him at first, but I drove and drove, and I said, Lord, let me find him. And I found him, and I gave him some food. And I'll never forget, Jackie Travis was with me. One day we went to Winn-Dixie downtown, and there was a gentleman who came up. He didn't have no shoes. And he said, Miss, I'm for real. I'm hungry. He said, I just need some money to go right over there to that, I forgot. It wasn't a McDonald's. It was one of those other places, fast food places. And he said, I just need some food to eat. I didn't have a penny. Jackie came out of her pocket and gave the man some money. He said, watch me. I'm going to go over there. The man didn't have shoes on. Another man came and said, Mister, I got plenty of shoes. Take these shoes off of my feet. Don't you know we can bless people, not just on this holiday, but anytime. So I thank God for each of you, and I look forward to seeing you, hearing from you December 6th and December 8th. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, obey God. Study the Word. Study the Word. It's awesome. The Word has many things that we need to know. It's the letters, love letters from our God. So study the Word. Study and obey God. Don't say something told me. When God tells you, obey. I love each of you. And even if you think, you know, nobody loves me, I love you. Remember, Sister G loves you. But remember, most of all, God loves you so much. I used to tell the little ones, they were 1 to 4 year old. I said, who loves you? They said, Jesus. Even when you feel like your parents don't love you, even when you feel like your friends or your family don't love you, Jesus loves you. He will always love you. Remember, he made that sacrifice for you. He died on a cross. He took spitting and beating for you. For you. Yes, you. So I thank God for you. Have a blessed holiday. I look forward to talking to you in December. God bless you. Bye-bye.